coal miner. You have got our pockets full at the moment. How are you, mate?
Hello, boys. Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that little runner at Wyong tomorrow, Shug. Never second, it's called. Hopefully it goes a few better than your tip did before. Lucky you had that alarm set as well. That's a true sign of a sicko. I've never heard one, the alarm set during the race kicking off. I love that. It was accepted at Gosford today. It's pulled out of that one. I gave it a bit of a rap yesterday. I was a bit more bullish on it today just because of the price. We got about $6 or $5.50 yesterday when I did tip it. It's $2.50 at Wyong tomorrow. So probably no huge spoil on the price at the moment, but I do think it will be winning.
Okay, well, I love a non-prolific tipper. So a bloke who just turns up and says, bang. Well, our man, Coach K, stormed into the studio here in an ad break.
Didn't he? Barged
in, right? What
give me,
did
give me three. Give me three, because you do the temerity, the audacity.
Oh, the temerity, the hide.
So the bar. No, he barged.
Yep.
He stormed.
Yep.
He bullocked.
He bullocked, yeah.
He came in and he said to me, I've got a tip for you.
Mm.
And when the K-hole speaks, Bear's Head listens. And he said, Purdue in the NCAA basketball, he actually went this far to say, get on them to win it.
How did he sell it, though?
He said it because they got players, I don't know, something about they're in the under-19s World Cup.
So you know what happened, Brian?
I just got excited.
He had the app out. As soon as Coach K gave the tip, he stopped listening and he just went straight for the bet. What he said was Gonzaga's got the best player in the world for their age, but Purdue have got three superstars, so they've got better depth.
Yeah, that.
Other side of the draw.
He sold it. It was beautiful. Yeah. But then I asked him, I said, when was the last time they won? 1980.
Yeah.
So
the Boilermakers.
K-hole was in the hole. Now he's out. But I don't want to win it. I just want to get top four. Can you give me a price for Purdue, top four NCAA B?
Purdue, top four. They're $3.60. Probably have to lean on Brooksy. How does the top four ranking system work in a tournament like that? Is it to make the semifinals or something, Brooks?
And March Madness. They just rank. The brackets.
Okay, so you're getting $3.60 about that, but forget about the $3.60. Get on the $10 to go the whole way. They're $10 to win NCAA championship. Gonzaga, not sure who that bloke is who you mentioned, but apparently he's pretty good. They're $5 to win the whole thing. Yep. Main danger.
Chet Holmgren. He's a skinny white guy. He's about 7'3", yeah, and he's
shed
all over it. He'll shed it in.
He'll shed it in. What else you got, Shawnee boy?
We had Maxi Rushton on before. He sounds like a ripper. We might have to tee up a couple of cold buns over summer with Maxi. Champions League is on overnight. A few big names are short at home, probably a little bit too short in Mol, but we've got Atletico Madrid, $1.61, but they're taking on AC Milan, no slouches. Man City, $1.57, short again against Paris Saint-Germain. Liverpool, they're $1.90 at home to Porto. So maybe a couple vulnerable favourites there. Maybe you want to spec around the draw prices there, around the $4 mark on all three of those games.
There you go. Looking forward to that. Yeah, he was very, very keen, wasn't he? It's a mighty race. He said Pep Guardiola, that's the only thing he hasn't got. What are you laughing at? Did I muck the Pep bit up?
Isn't Guardiola a sickness in your guts?
It's an airport in New York as well.
What would you say?
Pep Guardiola. Got to roll the tongue.
Anyway, he reckons Pep can win it. Man City, they're a chance. Anything else taking your liking, Shawnee?
Yeah, well, just quickly, I heard Sparty on before, and he sort of inspired me with a bit of reality TV chat. Now, we've got Love Island for those. I reckon there's a lot of blokes that have been forced to watch this, me being one of them, Love Island. At the pointy end, there's only three couples left. I reckon Gibbo might be a bit of a sneaky Love Island watcher. Chris and Zoe, they're $1.44 to be the last couple or the winning couple. And Mitch and Tina, or Titch, as they're referred to. You mentioned another sort of Branch Lena type scenario, Sparty. Well, they're going by the name Titch there, $2.75. I'm quite happy to sit back and watch this. I watch a lot of footy during the year, so I'm getting a few credits in the bank when the footy season rolls around.
What about just on the Sharkies, Nico Hines, he's been paraded. He has had plenty of coverage. It's been ET-esque, right? $2.25 for sports bet to make the top eight. And you snooze, you lose. The reason I say that, there's competitors who have $1.90, right? Which I think is the true price. Like, I think they're just about even money to make it. $2.25 is a bit of a spoil. I will say this, though. This is testament to – this is not a sledge on Nico Hines. This is testament to the Melbourne Storm. Nicho Hynes played 25 minutes in the prelim final last year, or this year, this season. He got no time in the grand final. So that's how powerful a club is, the Melbourne Storm, when you look at the press that he's got in Sydney for making his way to the Sharks. You picking up what I'm putting down?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But he has had the year of his life.
Yes.
And it's come at a good time because the Sharks needed to make a change.
But that's my point, though. Yeah. I'm saying, like he's had the year of his life, gets 25 minutes only in a prelim.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how deep the Melbourne Storm are.
Oh, okay. Well, and you think they were happy to let him go?
No, I don't think they were happy at all to let him go. But he had to go there for the big ticket, didn't he?
Yeah.
So fair play to all.
Just while we're on football, lads, maybe a sneaky train of the house down nomination. I may have been doing a few run-throughs down at Erskineville Oval this morning. One Anthony Milford spotted, a bit of one-on-one training with a South Sydney Rabbitohs trainer, a little bit of sprint work himself. So I know he's got a few other issues in his life, Milf, but train of the house down if I've ever seen it.
Yeah, he's in both teams at the moment.
Dual acceptor.
Yep.
Abby Chatfield.
Is it? Yeah. That's a new team, Abby. We'll have a little Abby Chatfield team.
Yeah. Dual acceptor, Shawnee?
Nominated for both.
Geez, that's beautiful stuff, isn't it, when you get a sighting like that? We had that last year with Danny Levi.
I love a sneaky spot.
Sneaky spotting.
Listeners, be on the lookout.
Yeah.
Madison, Centennial Park.
Yeah, but that's not a spot. That's not.
I saw him.
I know, but it's not a sneaky one.
Oh, sorry.
Danny Wilder's down there with it. Doing three different interviews and putting them all in one day and saying he's down there 3 days in a row. Look, you're not fooling me, the journalism like that. There's no Walkley coming your way, Danny.
Outstanding. Shawnee, well done, mate. Anything else you want to leave us with, or we've covered everything?
No, that's all. My pleasure, boys. We'll chat soon.